Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Ah, the very rich. Wouldn't you love to live like that in a huge palatial estate, 19 cars to choose from, servants all over the place at your constant beck and call? You could even take a $20 bill and use it to wipe the gray poupon away from your mouth after enjoying a succulent lunch. What a life it might be. Well, there are myths about rich people. There are 8 big myths about rich people, and we have them for you today. When we see rich people, either in our daily lives or in the media, we have assumptions about them. The monikers of wealth, designer bags, expensive sunglasses, and luxury vehicles usually help us identify the status of that individual and make seemingly logical assumptions about their lifestyles. The thing is, not every wealthy person is a big spender with an immaculate financial history. In fact, being wealthy doesn't mean you necessarily have any clue how to manage your personal finances. Here are 8 stereotypes about rich people and names you know who break the mold. The first, they're homeowners. Celebrity reality shows like Keeping Up with the Kardashians and MTV's Cribs have confirmed our assumptions that rich celebrities inhabit the palace-like homes and condos of Malibu and New York City. Yes, many rich people, celebrities or not, own their own homes, but not all of them do. In fact, several celebrities, including actresses Diane Keaton, Meg Ryan, and Jane Fonda, have paid rent for their residences. Queen Latifah rented a 4,700-square-foot loft in Atlanta from Fonda, in fact, for $10,000 a month, according to Zillow. For celebrities and businessmen who change their residences regularly for work, renting might be a better financial option. Although at $10,000 a month, we can say Latifah's rental is low budget. The second biggest myth about rich people, they're experts at money management. Wealth, if it's not inherited, is often the product of making it in a business. Whether you've built your name up to command a certain salary, as is the case with athletes and celebrities, or built up a company, honing that entrepreneurial mindset is often key to accumulating wealth. However, just because someone knows how to acquire money doesn't mean he knows how to manage it. Wonder how the rich continue to get richer? Well, they can afford financial advisors who make sure their money works as hard as they do. Even entrepreneurs like Mark Zuckerberg, who started Facebook from his college dorm room, turn to financial advisors when it comes to managing the product of their success and business savvy. Divesh Makan advises both Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg on their financial decisions. The third biggest myth about rich people, they have perfect credit. Credit scores are used to measure the likelihood that someone will pay back what he or she borrows on time. Those who fail to do this will experience a credit score decrease, which will hike up the interest rate offered when borrowing in the future. It is natural to assume that the wealthiest people have high credit scores that help contribute to their wealth. However, because rich people can be extravagant spenders, this is not always the case. Celebrities with debt or who have gone bankrupt suffer from low credit scores. Lindsay Lohan, for example, reportedly owed $600,000 in credit card debt in 2010, requiring a minimum monthly payment of $15,000. Who knows whether Lohan managed her payments or what her exact interest rate was, but it's safe to assume that her credit history reflected her spending decisions. It's always Lindsay Lohan, is it not? Number 4 on the list of the biggest myths about rich people, they are big spenders. Well, this is true for many rich people, especially celebrities, but it's not a rule. With more money comes the ability to purchase luxury goods and pay for extravagant experiences. The more money you have, the cheaper that private yacht, or in the case of Virgin Group founder Richard Branson, that island might seem. However, just because you're rich doesn't mean you have to act like it. Zuckerberg, famous for his trademark gray t-shirt and hoodies, and he isn't the only entrepreneur who exercises frugality. You know, that always got me about Zuckerberg. He's got like $98 billion in the bank, even though I've never once clicked on an ad on Facebook, and I bet you haven't either. But anyway, how about a trip to the Gap, Mark? Please. What, Aeropostale, it is calling to you. Mark Zuckerberg, come on in. Spend a few hundred. Buy a couple of shirts. Maybe just put the hoodie away, maybe even in summer. Warren Buffett is the third richest man in the world, boasting a net worth of $63.3 billion, according to Business Insider, with an average earnings of $37 million per day. I will repeat that to emphasize, $37 million per day. The Oracle of Omaha is famously frugal and still resides in the home he purchased in 1958 for $31,500. But he has a gold-plated bathtub. I don't know about that, but still. Number five, they are debt-free. The belief that wealth and debt cannot coexist is turned on its head by a wide range of celebrities. From Lohan's credit card debt to the $18 million professional boxer Mike Tyson owed the IRS, those who command big paychecks and endorsement deals also have debt to match. Even with a fortune of $300 million, Tyson's debt reached $38 million in 2004. That according to USA Today. Remember that? Other celebrities who struggled with debt include actors Nicolas Cage and Burt Reynolds. A lot of that was because, remember his whole big divorce thing with Lonnie Anderson, which became like the celebrity story there for time in the 90s? Photographer Annie Leibovitz and former baseball player Jose Canseco. Number six, again, these the biggest myths about rich people. Myth number six, they come from money. The silver spoon perception of wealthy people isn't entirely misguided. After all, heirs of family fortunes have a significant head start toward wealth. However, the whole conception of the American dream is centered on the self-made man who has control over his financial status, regardless of family money. We're seeing self-made men climb to the top of the earnings charts as places like Silicon Valley churn out wealthy tech entrepreneurs at an alarming rate, and they're usually about 19 years old. Some of the world's most successful people started off not just in the middle class, but downright poor. Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz was raised in a housing complex for the poor in Brooklyn. And business mogul and talk show host, well, former talk show host Oprah Winfrey, was born into a poor family in Mississippi. Forbes estimates that Schultz is now worth $2.1 billion, while Winfrey sits at $82 million. Number seven, they've never been bankrupt. Much like debt, bankruptcy seems to be the antithesis of wealth. However, some of the most successful people lost everything at some point. Some wealthy people who bounced back from bankruptcy include Henry Ford, Walt Disney, Milton Hershey, Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac, and H.J. Hines, remember the ketchup guy? All of whom went on to create brands we still see in our everyday lives. Another example, hotel mogul Donald Trump has filed for corporate bankruptcy an astounding four times in 1991, 1992, 2004, and 2009, but he's worth more today than he was before filing for Chapter 11 the first time. In 1990, Forbes estimated Trump was worth about $500 million. Now he's valued at $4 billion. You see what it comes down to? If you know how to play the game. Look at a guy like Trump. He files for bankruptcy four times to protect his assets. He's taking a beating right now. His casinos in Atlantic City are suffering just like the other casinos in Atlantic City, many of which are closing. But a guy like Trump always seems to bounce back because he knows how to play the game and he's got the friends in the right places that'll let him play the game. You go to somebody's house and it's time to play Monopoly. If you know the banker and he's willing to throw you an extra $500 so you can put up those extra houses on Marvin Gardens, you're one step ahead of the crowd, folks. Number eight, they don't have a budget. Again, these the eight biggest myths about rich people. With wealth comes the ability to live carefree on an infinite budget, right? Well, while even the likes of Bill Gates and Warren Buffett have only so many billions to spend, one could think that these mega-rich don't need a budget at all, especially since they're not living paycheck to paycheck. However, a wise person who has amassed wealth lives on a budget, as he understands that just as quickly as it was earned, it can all be lost. Actress Keira Knightley revealed to Glamour magazine this year she's been living on a $50,000 annual budget since 2012, despite her $50 million net worth. My parents were actors and writers, and that gives you the mentality of, okay, I've got money now, but it could all go, Knightley told Glamour. Good point. How many actors and actresses have we heard about that reached their peak when they were 25, and when they're 45, they're essentially penniless and begging to go on the latest reality show just so they can keep their SAG-AFTRA health insurance going? Just as you have to budget for retirement, your mortgage and car payments, groceries, and other expenses, wealthy people should and do apply the same guidelines for themselves. When they don't, it is likely that their wealth will be misspent, leaving nothing for the future. It's very hard to feel sorry for someone in a position with $400 million in the bank. It just goes to show, though, the value of a dollar. If you have that dollar, your life is sweet. If you do not have that dollar, and if you're always searching for it, life can be quite bitter sometimes. And that's just the way it is, folks. Well, there it is. The 8 biggest myths about rich people. I learned something. I want to be rich. I'll deal with these issues. Let me be Donald Trump and let me file for bankruptcy 4 times in corporate court or whatever, and then come back with $4 billion. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.